Thank you for listening to the Prairie Oaks Pulpit Podcast. This is a recording of our Sunday morning sermons. I hope it is a blessing to you and contributes to your spiritual growth. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting this ministry. God bless. Now let's get to the sermon. That blessing of growing up in church, being anchored in a lot of these things, and at the same time, as I was studying what to share with you today, Lord kind of, if you guys watch the video, then you know it was supposed to be Isaiah 55, but he's now brought me over to something even more a little bit traditional. Psalm 23. Brother Paul mentioned it at the funeral yesterday, and I think, at least I hope, and that's kind of why I'm doing this, I hope you have memories of Psalm 23. I hope it rings a bell for you. Because in challenging times, we need to know our shepherd. Amen. We need to know who he is. Not just something academic in our mind, but to know him in our hearts.
Amen.
And it started even before we did this in Vacation Bible School, but Lord's been really walking me through Psalm 23. It comes to mind often, and I just go through it in my mind. And I still don't have enough courage to try to recite it to you, but I'm going to read it, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. But Psalm 23, would you stand with me out of respect for God's Word? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you. You are the Lord who is our shepherd. And I pray as good sheep, we know your voice. And we know your hand. We know your paths. And we know your provision. And trust your protection. But Lord, sometimes we need reminded that it's not you that is absent, but is us who have strayed. And that we would come back to you and always drawing closer to you. For there is no better place than in your presence. Just continue to bless our time together. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
But just a few thoughts here. You can't do justice to something this big, even if it is just six verses. But you catch that. The Lord is the provider. There's nothing that I lack. Now, I may feel like I'm lacking things, but he's always meeting my needs.
Amen.
As we've been praying at the nursing home when I go to visit them, that the Lord would give us enough mind and strength to glorify him that day. You know, we may not have enough mind and strength to do a lot of things we'd want to do, but to be able to glorify him.
Amen.
And I admire them, little ladies, for that. Wherever their circumstances are, they do. He's a provider. But we find that he does. He leads us. There's going to be green pastures, that provision, and still waters. You know, they were talking in a podcast I listened to about what is your calming place in your mind that you go to calm your soul. I hope it's with him. Because it kind of, in my head, kind of looks like what he talks about here. You know, a little meadow, with a stream and being able to just listen to the water. It's where He restores my soul. It's in His Word. And that's kind of why I bounced around. Is when I came home yesterday, you know, still kind of just a mixture of many emotions, I just started going through the Scriptures. And the Gospels, I started in John. That's some good stuff there. So then went to Isaiah and Amos. And the end of Isaiah is one of my favorite places. I can't wait for us to get there on Wednesdays. But when I was driving and I didn't have a chance, it was Psalm 23 because, well, it's getting lodged in my, not just my brain, but in my heart. That's where He restores my soul and He leads me for His name's sake in those paths of righteousness. And even though it'll lead to valleys, there'll be shadows, I don't have to fear. You know, I may fear physical, but I don't have to fear for my soul.
Praise God.
You know, and that's something that the Lord's been teaching me this week, is there's going to be times it's going to be painful. It's going to be unfair. It's going to be hard. But He says, I got your soul. Just lean into me. And I think we sometimes misrepresent when we forget to tell people that, well, sometimes there is going to be tribulation in this earth.
Amen.
But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He's given us His peace. And so He's there to comfort. And even in the presence of enemies, He's there to empower, the anointing my head with oil, the Spirit. His Holy Spirit that guides. And He's the comforter. Another comforter, because Jesus is the original comforter. And that my cup really does run over. I'm thoroughly blessed. And that His goodness. Do we remember that God is good? You know, that's the little kid's prayer, isn't it? We need to remind ourselves of the little kid's prayers, don't we? God is good. God is great. Oh. And His mercy, it follows all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And as we grieved our loss, a little 12-year-old girl went straight to heaven. And it's hard, you know. Her aunt was really struggling with that. But it's that reminder. Even at 12 years old, what she has now is better than what she had here or could have had here. You know, we talk about that, you know, when we get a little more birthdays on us, we're like, oh, that next body's going to be so good. But can you believe it? It's better than even the best that we've ever had here. And better still is it will be able to see, that body will see with his own eyes or her own eyes, the face of Jesus that I can't see now, but I walk by faith and toward that day, towards that sight. And so this is just kind of my little testimony. It didn't the way all testimonies work, but this is, you expected a little scripture too. Look, Miss Holly's going to do another song and then give you guys a chance to share testimonies today as well. We don't always do that. And some of our testimony givers aren't here today, and some of you are. So if you wanted to share a testimony today, just what God's doing in your life or what He has done, it's an opportunity to do that today as well. So we'll have another word of prayer, and then we'll have that opportunity. But Matt, would you voice this prayer for us, sir?